Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what are the roadblocks here?
Well, there's several roadblocks, but let's just talk about what the bill, the thinking behind it is. Is it BART has committed to building 20,000 units of housing at its stations by 2040. That's pretty ambitious. And one of the ways they plan to do it is to take the parking lots and turn them into garages and put housing on top of them, or retail, even office space. What's behind this is the idea is that trying to hook transit with jobs and housing. And it's not just housing, because housing is okay. You just become these satellite communities. And the idea is, well, let's get workers having to go rather than into San Francisco or down to the peninsula, have them go back and forth on the BART line. It's theoretically, it sounds great, but there's dissension and roadblocks. Locals don't necessarily like it. Orinda, Lafayette, places like that, they don't like the idea of these blocks coming in, because these are big blocks of housing and retail. You see them in San Francisco.
Yeah. And they don't like it. Why?
Well, for a couple of reasons. The first of all is they just don't like the way it looks. They don't like the crowding. And there's underlying this is the idea that about one-third of it's going to be affordable or below-cost housing. So you put that all together, and they also don't like this bill, because what this bill would basically say is BART wants it, BART gets it.
Yeah, but
and
peeling,
the locals wouldn't have a say in it.
Peeling back to the big issue under this, not so much, if we could take that part out, maybe we can't, the BART gets to trump local planning.
That is the big one, because that comes to the next one, which is the local control.
But again, you got these parking lots, which do nothing but hold cars of the locals all day, and the argument is you could put more people there, but are the locals really saying we don't want more people here?
Yes. That is what the locals are saying, and it's not just the burbs, okay? That's part of what this is. Well, everybody says, well, the burbs don't want this. Orinda and Lafayette don't want it. Berkeley's having trouble with it, because the people in Berkeley don't like what they're seeing transform in their town. These apartment buildings that are going up all around the Bay Area, they're imposing. And people say, my town's changed. This wasn't the town I moved into. That's what Berkeley, even progressive Berkeley, is hearing. So then you start as, you know, you have that. You have the idea where even within BART, you have some directors saying, hey, wait, we're in the people moving business. And now you're asking, we're committing to become developers. We have whole BART staff putting this plan together, stand for housing and this and workspace and all this stuff. And don't we have problems on BART we need to fix about moving people rather than getting into this? So there's three BART members that are raising questions as well. But Stan, it's to your point. There's a lot of places that don't want this high density housing on their property, and including San Francisco. I mean, it's not easy to get it here. So the idea would be, well, if the cities and counties don't want it, BART gets to do it without them. I'm not sure that that's going to fly.
You even have the Ashby flea market people
saying they want to be landmark.
15,000 signatures on an online petition that you can't take away our flea market.
It's one of those things where you got a problem and none of the solutions people are liking. And so this started out with this Bay Area planning a few years back, where they said we're going to have these big conferences and talk about housing and transit. And people said, this is the start of the regionals, where we're going to lose our local control and the people in San Francisco are going to be telling us what to do. And this is what's going to happen. But no, we're just having meetings. Next thing you know, you have a plan. After you have a plan, you have a proposal. Then after a proposal, if people don't agree with it, you get a law. Then you get a lawsuit. Then it goes around and around and around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.